Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earn In. Earn In is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earn In app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I'm headed on a trip to Aruba, so I had to go on a huge shopping spree for all new summer clothes, so I know that's exactly how I would use the money I got from Earn In. So make Earn In a part of your financial routine and join Earn In's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earn In, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earn In today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earn In app, type in "For the Girls" under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. For the Girls under podcast. Earn In is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. A few years ago, I got the idea that I wanted my own brand for women to sell women's clothing and lingerie, but I had no idea where to get started. But then I found Shopify. Shopify is your no excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. One of the biggest obstacles for a first-time shop owner like me is having no e-commerce experience, but Shopify simplified everything so much that the site has become the least of my worries. From the graphic design aspect to making customer service super easy on my end, there's nothing you can't do. They give you everything you need to take control of your business, even as a beginner. Sign up now for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/forthegirls.
Settling is not an option for me.
Everything I desire is already mine.
What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about TikTok shop, building a massively successful business, mindset tips, and more with the girls behind one of my favorite brands that I discovered through TikTok shop, Alpha Prime, Prime Bites, Protein Brownies. If you know, you know. I'm obsessed. If you watch my TikTok, you've seen me post the Protein Brownies a million times. I love them. So of course I had to reach out and I had an amazing conversation, as I expected, with Bianca and Mariana. You might be seeing those two all over TikTok, and it's their work that has generated well over $1 million in TikTok shop sales alone since January. So in only a few months, they have seen insane success. And I'm not even talking about including the success from their own website and the other ways that you can buy the protein brownies. I am straight up talking well over $1 million in TikTok shop sales, period, okay? Now, this interview, the video of this interview will be on YouTube. So if you girls want to watch it, I would love if you did, head over there. The link to the YouTube video will be in the show notes. But I did not record myself right now doing this intro because I currently have a face mask on as I'm recording this audio. So the interview, the video of the interview will come up right now, right after this intro. So if you're watching on YouTube, don't be confused. Like, wait, where is the video? Because it seems like it's audio only, but don't worry, the video is about to come up right now, okay? I'm not going to waste any further time. Let's just get right into the interview. It is so good, so much fun. The girls are gorgeous, so you're going to want to see their faces. Check it out on YouTube. Otherwise, you're welcome to stay here and listen, and let's get started. Okay, everyone, please welcome Bianca and Mari to For the Girls. I am so excited to have you both here. I'm like your biggest fan. So Bianca, Mari, introduce yourselves to the girls.
We are so freaking excited to be here.
Super excited.
So I'm Bianca. I'm the marketing director here at Prime Bites.
And I am Mariana, VP and CEO here at Prime Bites.
Amazing. Wait, where are you girls from?
Yes. I'm from New York.
Oh, you are. You sound like you're from New York. So I'm like, wait, hold on.
Where are you from?
New York. Where are you from, Mari?
I'm from Venezuela.
Ah, okay. And where do you both live now?
In Florida. We're here in Florida, sunny Florida. Yeah. Always raining currently.
Yeah. Bipolar weather, Florida, actually.
Bipolar weather, Florida.
Yeah. I lived in Florida for a little bit, so like I know the vibes.
Yes.
But yeah, like I said, I'm so excited to have you girls here. Anyone who's listening, if you don't pay attention to my TikTok, then you wouldn't know. But anyone who does pay attention to my TikTok, you know that I am like the biggest fan of the Alpha Prime Bites. I love them. I'm always posting them. I'm always eating them. Sometimes I finish one and then I'm like, shit, I should have posted that on TikTok. I'm like, damn, I could have linked that. But yes, I like absolutely love those protein brownies. I honestly have probably posted them like 20 times by now. But I am just so impressed in general, like by you two women, what you're doing, the brand, everything. What I saw last week, and the number has probably changed by now, was that you were like just about to break 100,000 brownies sold through TikTok shop alone. Like not even on your website, like just on TikTok shop. So we're talking like well into the seven figures now in a couple of months of literally TikTok shop, which is just crazy. So congratulations, of course, on your, you know, growth and everything that you're going through with social media. But I want to back up first before we even get to how you got, you know, such a booming business. How were these brownies even created? How did this all begin?
Yeah, so this began back in 2021. Our founder actually wanted a fun, healthy snack. We come from supplement brand industry, and then he wanted to expand more into the snacks, more like snacks, right? Into more snacks.
Functional foods.
Functional foods, exactly. So yeah, that's when Prime Bites came in, and that was back in 2021. Now, forwarding to 2023, it's a whole new brownie with glaze. And that's when Bianca joined the team back in 2023, right? Was it 2023?
Yeah, March.
March 2023. And yeah, so pretty much that's how Prime Bites started. And that's how we grew to be to where we are today. And I think it was more like when we both came into the team, it was when it actually started to grow more and more, right?
Yeah. I think the product was there, but the brand, we kind of feel like it's our baby. It's kind of just been us two since like we almost transitioned. It was a lot more like, you know, fitness snacks, supplement audience. It was a great product, but I think we kind of just saw the vision of like, no, it's so much more than this. This is definitely mainstream. They taste so good. We kind of just like worked on the formula, updated the packaging, and we just like, we're like, this snack is for everyone. And we were working on it, I would like for a year straight, like obviously every single day, just working so hard at it. And we were seeing some traction, but I think we both knew it was bigger.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, we had a bigger vision for the company, obviously, but for Prime Bites itself. We both started, first of all, I started as a photographer in the business. I was doing the photography, the video, pretty much all the content. And Bianca joined and she started as a social media manager, right? And then we just grew to be the woman we are today. I'm so serious. Like, I've honestly, like, I met her here. And when she came into the building, I was like, this is seriously like one girl that really has her shit together. She really knew what she was doing, what she wanted for the brand. And it's like our visions merged. Mm. The thing is that we were under direction of other people that had different visions, and it wasn't the same vision that the founder had. So that's why I think we worked so well together, because they're like our vision merged and we worked just overall very well together.
Yeah. And what was cool is that it was a very small team.
Yeah.
So it kind of was like, we kind of had so much direction that we could take and kind of take control. And it ended up that we kind of just like weeded our way like the top and just being like, okay, we know.
We so know.
Like, that's what's been really cool. And like the founder, he's actually a professional NASCAR driver. And he's just been so cool and so good about just being like, you ladies know, like you guys take the lead. Like, yeah. Here you go.
Yeah.
And I think ever since we grew into our power,
yeah,
it's just been like up from there. It's been really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That's what's great though about when you're in a small company with a small team is that like your voice gets heard, you know, you get to actually speak up and share your opinion. And I think that it goes to show the culture, the community, the founder, like who the environment that you are a part of and who you are really working with, because maybe in a bigger scale, or even if it's not a bigger scale, but just somewhere where there's more ego than camaraderie, they wouldn't want to hear what like the social media manager has to say. You know what I mean?
But no, but Victoria, going back, now that you're mentioning this, going back, there was that ego. And that the building was full of that ego. It was like, oh no, I am the marketing director, so you guys do what I say, you know? And the thing is that she knew her potential. I knew my potential. We knew the vision for the brand. So it got more to like, no, like we know what we stand for. We know what this brand is about. And that's what we were able to do. We brought the brand to life. And it wasn't under their direction. They're no longer in the building for that reason. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think also we did run into a lot in the beginning when we first, like, we both knew what we saw for the brand, the potential of it. And we did run into a lot of ego where, not to be like that, but it was a lot of, you know, older men who were kind of like, no, I've been doing this for this many years. This is how it's done. We even had someone tell us, like, don't ever show yourself putting the brownies in the microwave because that makes it look like it's not an on-the-go snack.
Or don't cut it with a fork.
Or never cut it with a fork in a video. So then we kind of like, you know, like that stuff always like it dims your shine.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my whole For You page is people with a fork putting in the microwave. Like that's just, you guys, you knew, you understood the assignment. You knew the vibes. Like, Listen, I get exactly what you're saying. You're like, we were, you know, working with older men who maybe thought, you know, we have more experience, we know this industry, like what do these young girls know? Yeah. But that's actually exactly what you know is young girls. Like, you know what life is like now. Social media has transformed lives. You know how businesses are being run these days. Like, it is not the same way that it used to be. And maybe what previously worked for the company when it was more like supplements and vitamins isn't, you know, the future of that business, because now the future of that business might be social media. And what works on social media is something cool. Like, I'm sorry, but the standard vitamin or whatever isn't what's cool. Like, this was something that had virality and had the potential to be that, which leads me to wanting to ask, like, what that journey was really like, because you're saying in 2021, but now like the whole TikTok shop and the explosion of TikTok, this has only been over the past few months, right? It's not even been like a year of that yet. So it might seem to people online like this was just an overnight success, but every entrepreneur, every business owner, anyone who's growing a business knows that an overnight success was really years actually in the making. So from that 2021 phase or whenever the launch was to now, like, what was your journey like leading up to TikTok Shop?
Yeah. So I think from my side, I feel like we were already preparing for that. We already believed that we were going to be there. That's Bianca and I, we love to call it manifesting. We know we're going to get there. We believe we're there, you know, and that's how we worked all the time. It was never a, what are we doing today? It was more like, we're doing this, we're doing that. Like, we already had, like, we had goals in mind. We knew where our brand could end up at. And that's the thing. We always worked towards a goal. We always had a vision. We always had a goal. And I think, like, in the trajectory of that whole year, we were already preparing for the blow up in January. And it's funny because by the end of the year, I remember I gathered up the team together and I was like, hey, team, let's put our little papers in a box or whatever.
In a hat.
Let's throw them in a hat and let's see what we want to see in 2024, right? It's just crazy because everybody put growth. A lot of people said
blow up on TikTok shop,
getting to Target, a bigger team, and everything except one, which Target. We're still getting there, and we will, came to life and came true. And just looking back at that moment, and I say this, Victoria, like, the importance of the team. It's literally what will drive a brand to its full potential. And that's why I'm so like, whoever we hire, we're okay. Yes, you might have the skills. Skills, because you could learn skills. but you cannot learn personality. You cannot learn good attitude. You cannot learn a good mental, like, state where it's like, I'm here for the team. I'm not here for myself. The people that were in this building before, and I will call it like that. It was I, me. I did this. I did that. It's because of me. No, we're here for the brand. We're here to work together. We're a family. This is a safe place.
Yeah.
Vergara comes in.
I think you were combining space and place. So
yeah, you
it's one or the other.
For all of us to just really feel like, hey, my thought is hurt, or like, you know, whatever, you know. Yes, pretty much. Yeah, that's what I gave.
And like, I think like going back to your question, I will say for myself, there were so many times that we were like, kind of, we saw the upward growth, but it was kind of like, why isn't this happening faster? Because we kind of knew, like, we knew, okay, we have something here, but it just wasn't getting into enough people's hands. And I was like, I know if we got this into more people's hands, they'll love it. And it has that potential.
Yeah.
But I would say it was like a full year of us just being like, why isn't it doing what it's doing yet? Like, where are we missing pieces? Why is this like not like, it's working, but it's not working to the scale that we think it should be, or that we see other brands, like, it's comparison sometimes. Like, why are these other brands that I feel like, you know, like, they're great, but maybe they're not as good as what the products we feel like we have. And I feel like it's just like, it was definitely an uphill battle. And after we wrote the stuff in that hat, it was so crazy because January 1st is when it literally just started going up. And we were like what
crazy
the hell, like
second week of January, you know, right, the end of the first week of January, it was like our first big day on TikTok shop, right?
Yeah.
And I was like,
to put it into perspective, on that day we did more on that one day on TikTok shop than we would do in a month
on our website stores.
So we were just like, okay, like, this, something crazy is happening. And it's just,
what was it that you think changed though? Was it like someone in particular who posted that day? Did you like do a sponsored ad? Like, what do you, how do you think that shift happened?
So I remember I posted a video where I was breaking apart like a cosmic brownie, and I was like, okay, like, we have the healthier version of a cosmic brownie. And that video organically just started, it like the views started coming in. And we also started running some sponsored, just like TikTok ads. Like, we started running ads on our past content, and that kind of helped. But it was kind of like, it was fast, but it was slow, because it wasn't like one video went so viral or one influencer posted. It was kind of just like every day there were just like more views and more sales.
Kind of like a domino effect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, once you have something going, I feel like, again, it's the fact that it was our content. It was our strategy, because remember, we were in live on TikTok shop, I believe it was back in November.
Yeah.
Back in November. So we saw sales here and there, but it wasn't nothing drastic. I mean, we did have good months, but it wasn't something like a whole day in a month. You see what I'm saying? So I think it was more the strategy we were building into the videos, getting more views, into other people posting us, into other people trying the product. And then I think from there, it was just everything just went viral.
I'm going to give some game right now, because I never said this. So I remember we had a call and we were just like, why is this not working, TikTok? Because we were watching other brands. We're like, I see it. So I was like, okay, what all these brands have in common is they have people posting the shop every single day trying to earn commission. And I was like, how do we manufacture that and kind of make it so people are posting our brand, but it's not really viral yet, so people aren't going to post it organically. So I had our top five affiliates that were selling on our website. I put them on contract, and I told them, you have to post at least 3 times a week and tag the shop link. And I think the algorithm saw that. And once they saw that the same people were posting over and over again, it kind of just like snowballed from there, because that one video that I said, like, it kind of blew up a little bit. It didn't get like 100,000 views. It got like 20,000 views. It wasn't anything crazy, but I think it was the mixture of all those people posting, and the algorithm was just like, okay, like, let's push this a little bit more.
Yeah. They're like, okay, people are liking this. People want to see more of this. I think what it just comes down to, the number one word that is like replaying in my head is consistency. Like, you have to build on what is doing well. So if you saw one video out of nowhere got 20,000 views when the rest of your videos didn't even break 10K, I feel like that's everyone's like sweet spot, is like wanting to see it get to like the five digits. Like they want to see it get over like the 10K. If you feel like one automatically just like jumped, you have to follow that rhythm and you have to capitalize on top of that. So you reaching out to those people and having them then tag and link and promote while riding the wave of your one video that popped off, like, of course, TikTok is going to favor, you know, that sort of content. I think people are constantly asking, like, why can't I go viral? Kind of like what you were saying. Why can't I go viral? Why is this not hitting? You have to throw something at the wall until it sticks. And you then when you find that one thing that sticks, you got to ride that wave and you have to stick with it consistency. And I'm a TikTok creator and I see failure every day. Like sometimes I'll have a video that literally just like no one wants to look at. It'll literally get 500 views. And what will I do after that? Will I make a video exactly like that one again? No, because obviously that's just not what's going to hit on the timeline. So instead I have to try something different. Then I'll make a video and directly following that one and it'll get 50K. And like, you don't know until you do it. So I think that that was like a prime example of like, you found what worked through the trial and error and through doing it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around the weight of different stressors in life. And no matter how big or small, when we keep them bottled up, it could start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. Therapy can even be there to just empower you to be the best version of yourself, or to also help you practice setting and enforcing boundaries too. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists if need be at any time for no additional charge. Therapy has never been made so easy before. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/forthegirls today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forthegirls. We're all girls here, so I think it's safe to say we all agree that we mostly look forward to going home every day simply so we could take our bras off. We wear bras because we have to, not because we want to. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, just might be the thing that changes that for you. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that make you sweat. Honeylove has started a revolution of bras you actually want to wear. Their bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire altogether without sacrificing lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft, it'll feel like a second skin and you'll forget you're even wearing it. For a limited time, only you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/forthegirls. Support my show and check them out at honeylove.com/forthegirls. I personally started wearing Honeylove over the summer and was in shock of how comfortable I felt in their bra and shapewear. I'm a huge shapewear girly, especially for special occasions like a wedding, to wear under a dress, and sometimes they're just so uncomfortable, too tight, they roll down, they roll up, and end up becoming more of a burden than anything else. But I felt so confident wearing Honeylove. It was a totally new experience for me, and now I swear by them. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forthegirls. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/forthegirls. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support my show and tell them I sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. But one influencer that I know that may or may not have like really helped you in this process was Michaela. I saw that video. Everybody saw that video. I saw you girls doing a little like podcast clip talking about it. I want to know about this. For anybody who doesn't know, Michaela is a huge beauty influencer. So this was like super random because she's like a makeup guru and all that. And she posted the Prime Bites and she linked it, which to me was crazy because she's the type of influencer who doesn't do anything with TikTok Shop. So first of all, I'm assuming that she banked on that. So good for her. But what was that like? And then what follows after that? Like after you do have a huge creator like that, is it like madness? What comes next?
So the thing is, I feel like this, we kind of like played on it so much on our own page. I think there's kind of a narrative that it's like Michaela blew us up. It was already insane. We already we had already like hired like 20 new people in the warehouse. Mm-hmm. It was already like kind of going viral, I would say. 100%.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
So this, we were at a point, I think, where we were like, how the hell are we going to keep doing this? Because on the operational side, it got crazy. We couldn't make enough brownies. Every single day, we were basically running out. There's kind of the whole back end of TikTok Shop is crazy, where they basically put you on a limit if you don't send out by a certain time. So we just kept getting hit with limits by TikTok over and over again. Every time we thought we were good, we got a new violation where they're basically like threatening you every single day. You're not going to be able to sell anymore. So we're like in overdrive. That entire, I think that was February or late January that happened. But that entire time we were basically just like running on E. Just like it was full adrenaline. Just what are we going to do next? How are we going to overcome the next obstacle? What is someone going to throw at us? Because we know damn well there's something that we're going to have to overcome.
Right.
And it was just crazy. Like we were just like, what the hell are we doing? What's happening? How are we going to get this together? So back to Michaela.
First of all, I have to cut you off there because yes, you went like out of like the shop for a second. And the blueberry is my favorite, which by the way, you guys only put one blueberry in the variety pack, which I digress, but there's only one in there. So I had to go on the web. I'm like, wait, how am I going to get the blueberry? So it was like not on TikTok anymore. So I went on the website, bought myself a straight up blueberry pack. So I was a witness to all of that. I'm like, oh, where'd they go? I was like trying to link you. I couldn't link you. I couldn't shop you. I'm like, did they block me? What happened? So yeah, no, but of course, like the stalker I am, I'm like, I'll just go on the website. And then I got my blueberry fix. So yeah, I was there through all of that. I was there.
Yes. And like the way the TikTok shop works, if they're like annoyed at you or something that like, oh, like you didn't ship out fast enough or like just all of the logistical stuff, they will literally just put it out of stock.
Yeah.
But we didn't put it out of stock. We still have stock, but they just limit us. So it looks like everything's gone. So imagine us just being like, oh my God, like we just want to sell. Like just let us sell. I digress. It's a whole different story. So just like a little background. That's where we were at when Michaela posted. I told the story on that little clip too, but just like, I'm just in the car driving home from work. Another day. Oh, we didn't even talk about this. We were in the back packing orders this entire time.
Oh yeah.
So we weren't even like in our desk, like working, strategizing. We were running upstairs, doing like anything we had to get done. And then running downstairs, our warehouse is in our office.
Working
and
weekends.
Packing boxes. Fulfilling. Hundreds and hundreds of boxes a day. The entire like executive team is down there packing. So we're just like mentally, physically drained. So I had another day like that. I think we were leaving at like 7 o'clock or later, probably. Just in the car. I think that day I actually left early. So I was like, I'm over there. Like, I'm like over this. And I just like look at my phone real quick. And I see that this other micro influencer that we work with, whose name is also Michaela, she tagged us. And she was like, I know the social girls are going crazy right now. So I press on it. And I literally just see Michaela's face with the variety box. And I'm like I'm obsessed. Like I'm a social media manager. I'm obsessed. I obviously like know everything about this. And I'm just like, no, I like literally had to like turn my phone off. And I was like, there is no. And then in my head, I'm like, no one's even going to understand like the gravity of the situation. Like I literally just like drove home, like shaking. Like, I couldn't even watch the video. Cause I was like, oh my God, if she hated it, it's like over for us. I ran out to my apartment. I was like gagging. Like I was like what the hell? I can like feel that feeling now where I just like, you know, when you're just like shaking and you can't think, like can't do anything, just like staring at the wall or something. And then I'm like, okay, next phase, like I'm gonna try to call Mariana. Called her like 20 times. She was just not answering.
She really did.
Then I tried calling my sisters and none of them were answering. And I was like, who's gonna understand this? I'm trying to call everyone. And then finally I got on the phone with my sister and I told her and she started screaming and we were just freaking out. I'm like jumping around. And then finally this girl was taking a nap for like 2 hours.
Mind you, I've been working 7 days straight.
Yeah, you were exhausted.
I wake up from my beautiful nap and I see like literally like 20 missed calls from Bianca. Bitch, answer the phone. Now, if this is the time, it's now. So I answer, I call her. She's like, Michaela just posted. And I was like, holy shit. I'm like, who's Michaela? I'm like, thinking like, who's Michaela? I follow Michaela more through Instagram, not so much through TikTok.
She's a millennial.
Yes, I am. I am. I celebrated as May 1992.
So hey, I'm a millennial too. I'm 1995.
Oh, there we go.
You're a little closer than
me. Yes, definitely. Shut up. So then, it's funny because then I'm like, who is she? And then I look her up and I'm like, holy shit. And then I go back to her TikTok and I'm like, I see her big following and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm just thinking numbers. I'm thinking like, shit, like this is going to be wild, crazy. We're already backed up on orders. Then that day, I think we sold over $120,000.
Yeah.
Easy. Over $120,000 just in sales in one day. Easy. It was crazy. And going back to what Bianca was saying, it's like, people don't really know what was going on back in the warehouse. And this is where I feel like a lot of brands do fail, is in the moment of growth. People are never ready for growth. We're really never ready for growth. No one is ever ready for growth. It's like you have to make yourself ready. Like you have to walk every day. There's going to be something different. What are you going to do to change it? What are you going to do to resolve issues? What are you going to do? And I think that's where we succeeded the most. Yeah. Because at this moment, the way that we grew from one day to another, a lot of brands fell because you really need to come and just, it's daily action. It's daily things of like, what is new today? What can we do to fix things? There was a lot of like, how can I say this? Like little battles that we encountered every day with like going out of stock, labels, hiring a team, ordering more boxes. It was literally like you had to make the changes right away because if not, it could take literally seconds of you losing the entire business. And buyer growth, we said, okay, you know what? Now is the time for us to expand to a bigger bakery because we just see ourselves growing even more. And it's just continuously growing and growing and growing. So what changes do we need to continuously on making or to make for us to order to continue on growing? I'm sorry.
No, that was, yeah.
But listen, I mean, that's exactly it. Like people are not mentally prepared. And I think a lot of everybody wants growth, but you won't actually know what it's like until you're in that season. So you have to be prepared. You have to have the right mindset. It goes back to what you said before when you were like, there's things that you can learn. There's certain skills that you can learn, but mindset, I mean, maybe you can learn it, but like really it has to be something that's just within you. It has to come naturally to you. You have to have the right mindset. And if you do struggle with mindset, you at least have to know how to overcome it. You at least have to know how to persevere through it. Because that's actually a question that I was going to ask you was like throughout all of this craziness, you know, and intensity, how do you guys stay calm? Like, how do you move forward? Do you girls have certain like things that you do, certain practices that you follow? Do you not stay calm at all? Do you freak out? Like, what is it like for you? And how do you girls think that other, you know, employees or business owners, whoever in this situation could, you know, really overcome such intensity?
Yeah. I feel like what you just said was so big because I think that we both, like, we're both very spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I think we both have been working on ourselves for so long that it kind of felt like everything we had done, I don't know if I was, I'm sure you
absolutely
can agree.
Yeah.
Everything we had done kind of prepared us for this moment. I always knew I was going to be in some type of situation like this, which sounds crazy. I've always just been very entrepreneurial. And I always just like listened to the podcast. Even when I didn't have a business, I was in college. Mm-hmm. I just listened to the podcast. I was just obsessed with just learning about like how businesses grew, mindset, all of that. Like I have a solid morning routine that I've always had. And I don't think I ever really went through a phase where it was like I was doing it because I had to. It was more just because I was doing those habits because I knew it was good for me. Mm-hmm. So when a time like this came, it was like, okay, these habits are already in place. So I don't have to actually change anything or do anything different or try to like meditate to counteract the stress I'm feeling already. It was like, no, that was already a part of my life. So when this time came, I feel like I was so prepared. But that's not to be said that I just like felt perfect and wasn't stressed. I was stressed. Like there were times where I just had a mental breakdown, even on top of doing all those things. because it was like, I think we both kind of felt like we had to hold it together here Literally. And kind of be leaders. Mm-hmm. So we'd be like, you know, like being strong for the team. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a time where I was in the warehouse and like she came in and we were just talking about something and I was like, I literally can't do this right now. Mm-hmm. Like we both kind of like broke down and we break down to each other a little bit, but we almost felt like we had to keep a strong face. And it was mm-hmm. especially Mariana, because I was handling the marketing, but Mariana was doing all of the operations during this time. And that was the most stressful part. And it kind of was, it was the type of thing where something went wrong operationally mm-hmm. and then she would have to come to me and I'd have to be like, how are we going to tell this to the public? So that was a stressor on me. Mm-hmm. So we kind of were just so stressed in different ways, mm-hmm. but it just goes back to those practices, just meditation, reading, connecting with God or the universe or whatever you believe in. And just knowing that this is all for a purpose. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why I believe so strongly that the universe does not give you anything that you can't handle. Mm-hmm. Anything that you're going through at that time, it's for a reason. If you couldn't handle it, you wouldn't have got it. Mm-hmm. And I think we kind of just kept coming back to that, like a way stronger why.
I agree with Bianca there for sure. I feel like also adding to that is like, for me, it was always to have like a thankful mindset and just a thankful heart in everything, because there was times, like she's saying, that honestly, I was like, I don't know if I could do this any longer, because it was so mentally draining for me, especially being here and working here, like physically and then mentally, like solving every issue that came across our way. It was like every day there was a different issue. Literally, it's like something just came to, because they want to attack and attack and attack. But it was like, we sat down and was like, no, this makes us stronger. Like God gave us this blessing and he knows that with the team that we had at the right time, he's like, you know what? I'm going to pour blessings on this company. So here you go, ladies, blessings over blessings. But also know that with that growth, there's going to be much more coming. And it's funny because in the time of growth, I would say it's like when you could find yourself in the weakest, in the time of growth. And I think that those moments that I found myself at my weakest, I could say that Bianca was really there for me in the sense of like, she is great at the things that I'm not, you know. I know that for sure she can handle the whole marketing strategy, the whole creative side, because that I had none of that. You know, I've been a creator for such a long time that it was like, no. My mindset is no longer that. Like, I'm all operational. I'm all like hiring the team, accounting, like, so much that just fell into my plate. It was literally running the entire company at once. And I think that just having a great partner to do this with and to grow the brand with is what honestly helped me big time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just having a full heart, you know, always like, saying, you know what, we're here and we're thankful and just reminding ourselves that we wished for this. We were waiting for this moment. And those times that I wanted to quit, girl, I'm like, no, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's like, thank you that we're here.
Yeah, I think it's so powerful too how you mentioned you balance each other out. Like my weaknesses might be her strengths and her weaknesses might be my strengths and so on and so forth. And like you've developed such a friendship where you're able to rely on each other. And I think that that's something that we don't often see in the workplace, is people developing like not just like good partnership and good teamwork, but reliability, dependability, and ultimately a friendship outside of the business. Like I think seeing, you know, you two girls, how highly you speak of each other, how much you've been through, like you said, Bianca, you get to cry and break down to each other. Like you actually developed like a real friendship from this business. Like, and I have to ask, because I think so many people always, you know, have the mindset of like, oh, I can never work with like a best friend, or I can never, you know, we would be fighting too much or whatever. Like, how is it that you girls like keep each other grounded? Is it, you know, a matter of patience? Do you ever like end up fighting like sisters? Like, what is it? I know you met through the business, so it may be a different dynamic, but how do you maintain like your professional, you know, work situation, but also like a genuine friendship?
Like, I think it goes down to our values. It's our values, what we believe in, it aligns. So I think that's what makes us strong. It's like, we know that we want to be the best at everything that we do. We know I want to give her my best and she wants to give me my best. Same thing for our customers. We want to give them our best. So I think it is because of our values and what we believe in that we just align, and we honestly get along because of that, I think.
Yeah, you know? And I think what you mentioned, it definitely made a difference that we met in this environment, because it's kind of just like, okay, like we knew we were going to keep it professional and we ended up becoming friends, I want to say that, but also I'm like, okay, like some people might not have been able to do it. It's kind of also a personality thing. So definitely what Mariana said, and I think the biggest thing ever is whenever it comes down to a decision that has to be made, we kind of just take ourselves out of it. We take our ego out of it. We take our personal beliefs out of it. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, okay, we know the why for Prime Bites. The why is we want to prove that there can be a delicious but nutritious snack that actually tastes good. And mm-hmm. we can put a smile on people's faces when they try it. That's like the strongest why. And I feel like we mm-hmm. feel so strongly about it that we're just like, okay, like even if like we have different opinions about a certain topic, it always comes back to what is best for the business. Mm-hmm. And it's correct. With that mindset, I feel like we've never had a disagreement. Absolutely. We never have disagreements. Well, we have disagreements, mm-hmm. but we just talk it out so yeah. easily. Like, it's yeah. just like, okay, what's best for the business?
Absolutely. And it's like when we have those disagreements, it's more like she tells me what she thinks. I tell her what I think. And then she sees my point, and then I see her point, and it's like we meet in the middle. It's never like, oh, yeah, girl. No, because she acknowledges my point, and she realizes where I'm coming from, and same thing with her. It's nowhere where I'm like, you're above me, I'm above you. No, and she says it's we always go back to the brand and what's best for Prime Bites and what's best for our customers. That's what we value the most. And yeah, I think that's why we work so well together.
Yeah. I think what's the most powerful is that you collaborate, you never compete. And I think right. the workplace has so much competition. Even in the first place, going back to your original point, you know, with the guys that you previously dealt with, like there is so much competition naturally in the workplace. Everybody wants to be the best and wants to get the raise and get the promotion and whatever, reap the most benefits. But look at what happens when you collaborate instead of that. Look at what comes of it when you collaborate. Now you, because you worked together, instead of that I, you became right. like, okay, well, no matter my opinion or your opinion, at the end of the day, like the problems in the business are going to be our problems together. Like there's no right. I problem. This is a we problem, you know, yeah. like we have to be a team. We have to work together because ultimately like we are here for one goal. So I think that in itself will always reap more benefits than one right. person who's just like wanting a promotion or whatever the case might be. So I love that story. I love your friendship. I love everything that you girls have achieved. But I want to ask you just on like an advice for the girls listening standpoint when it comes to TikTok Shop, because clearly you girls are the proof that it works. I mean, even I do TikTok Shop, not at the level that you girls are doing it, but it's actually been like a side income for me as well doing it. And I see so much discourse online of like, you know, nowadays, just everyone hates the idea of people making money. No one wants to put money in influencers' pockets. Like, everyone's just honestly a hater these days. I see the comments like, oh, if there's a TikTok Shop link, I'll scroll past it. Or like, oh, if she links it in her like to know it, then I'll just look it up somewhere else because I don't want to buy it from her link. Like I said, haters, okay? So what advice do you have for girls, like with social media, with wanting to get out there on TikTok Shop, especially for the girls who want to do it, but are just like getting in their own way?
That's such a good question. And it's so funny because when you say that, I'm one of those people because I will not do anything for my own personal brand. Cause I'm like, okay, I don't want to be judged. I don't want to put myself out there. And I've done fitness. I've done TikTok for myself, but I always ended up just stopping because I was just like, I don't know. Like just something just didn't click. I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to put myself out there. Like, what do people from high school see me? It's the stupidest thing ever that I know I'm above the mindset, but I still do it. And I still think that way. And I think it's been the biggest blessing that I kind of just like started from scratch. And I was like, okay, like, let me just do this company account and just see. Cause it was almost just like, I don't care who sees it because I'm hiding behind this. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know how to give advice on that because I'm like, I feel that 100%. But the advice I would give is that now that I'm actually doing it, mm-hmm. even if the bad comments come or the negative comments or anything, it's just like, clearly they're not happy with themselves. Yeah. If they're saying anything like that, it's just like, you're something is not right inside of you and you're projecting it onto someone else, because it's just like the most menial, just like stupid things that people will comment on. And if they're thinking that way, they're obviously that critical about themselves too. It's all a mirror. Like, they're just projecting how they feel about themselves onto you. And also, just another thing to inspire people to get started is like, if you're getting on TikTok shop now is like getting on Amazon in like 2007.
Yeah.
There is more money to be made than you can even imagine. It's like a gold mine, and you're getting on it early. It's still early. It's still the perfect time. And it's like any product can blow up, and any influencer can blow up tagging a product and get commission on it. We are literally seeing moms who like aren't even influencers, just stay at home moms who are posting Prime Bites and making five figures a month just from the product, which I think is the coolest, just most beautiful, amazing thing ever, because there's just so much like abundance out there for everyone.
Absolutely.
And if you're not, like, you're missing out if you don't do TikTok shop.
Right. And I think it also comes down to yourself as well. It's like, how much do you believe in your product that you're selling and in yourself? Yeah. Because if you're putting it out there on videos, on content, however, and you're consistent with it, I think it will definitely pay off. We believed in our product. We knew people were going to try our product and come back for our product. So for whoever's selling products out there, and that you know you have the best product, believe that whoever's going to buy it eventually will either post it, promote it, or come back for more.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's why TikTok Shop is so, it's so, how can I say this, successful in a way as well, because there's so many people that you could reach to. And in a way that through marketing, how we were doing, it's like, that's what made pretty much Prime Bites blow up. We need a TikTok shop, literally. That's literally what we needed for a lot of people to know our brand and know what Prime Bites is. So I think, yes, if you have a product, then just, I mean, believe in yourself. Like, who cares what people think? Who cares? I tell her all the time, sometimes, like, in the beginning, we were getting, like, a lot of, like, ugly comments, remember?
We still are.
Yeah, but I think right now, I don't care. Whatever.
There was a period where I was literally, like, my boyfriend can attest to this, I was being, like, a bitch. Like, I was being terrible. I was, like, I was just in a bad mood all the time every weekend because I was just so obsessed with the comments and I was taking them so personally. And a lot of, like, they were mean, and they still are. They still are really mean. But like I said, it's all, like, I feel like I kind of just, like, had to step outside and just be like, okay, like, it's, clearly they're not happy.
Yeah.
And I think also to go off of that, just being real, when you're being real and you're just making stuff that's authentic, it kind of just bounces off you more. So you're like, okay, I'm giving everything I have. Like, I'm being real, I'm being authentic. I think sometimes when the comments get to you a little bit, it's like, okay, did I like step out of like what the purpose is of this? And did I like make something that might seem a little bit too salesy or too markety? Like, no, we want to connect with people. Yeah. And I think that just kind of makes the comments less.
Absolutely.
Because we know the why.
Being authentic.
Yeah.
Being yourself, you know. Yeah.
And I think ultimately just having fun too. Like, it doesn't have to be so serious. Not every ad has to be an infomercial sitting there like reading the instructions, reading the, you know, ingredients, whatever the case might be. You don't have to, you know, if it's a shirt, you don't have to hold the shirt up to the camera and like show the quality. Like, just wear it, you know, like just have fun, just eat the Prime Bites, like whatever it might be. Even like the TikToks that you girls post, like, you know, in the warehouse, like running around and whatever it is that you guys are doing, like you're having fun, which I think is ultimately what's drawing people to you. Like you said, you're being real, you're being yourselves, and that's super important. And also just like a note on the comments and whatnot, I always say, like, I would be embarrassed if, like, I think about, like, if a friend or a family member, like, saw my name leaving, like, a negative comment, you know? I'm like, I would never leave a comment. I think about, like, imagine my boyfriend scrolling through TikTok and seeing me, like, hating in someone's video. Like, I would be so – I would, like, break up with me. Sad. I would be so embarrassed. So it's like – like, that already just tells you so much about the type of people that leave the comments. Like, I would never do it. I can't picture you girls ever doing it. I don't think any of my friends or family members would ever do it. So it's like – who raised these people? Like, who is doing that? You know, I love kind of the point, Bianca, that you were saying, like, almost how, like, you kind of grew through it. Because in the beginning, you were really hyperfixated on the comments. In the beginning, you were, like, really obsessing over the comments. But as you've grown through it, you've learned to, like, you know, not take it personally or whatnot. So I want to know from the both of you, like, what would you say is, like, the biggest lesson that you've learned personally through this whole journey, or even just, like, the biggest thing that you've gained from all of this?
There's so much.
We were saying this.
There's so much. I would say this kind of just goes back to the comments too. It's just like, you can never please everyone, mm-hmm. no matter what you do, or if you're doing something great, there's just always going to be people who are like, okay, but what about this? What about that? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I'm a people pleaser. I know that in my real life, I definitely am. And I feel like that came out in the business where I was like getting to a point where I was like, okay, now we need to make this for people because they want that. And now like they have a nut allergy, so they can't eat the brownies. So now we have to make a nut-free version. And it's like, no, like nothing great is for everyone. Mm-hmm. You can try your best, but you can never please everyone. There's always going to be something, and you kind of just have to like sit with that and be okay with that. Mm-hmm. And I think that definitely like tied back into my personal life. And I was okay, how can I stop trying to, you know, please everyone?
It's so good.
And I think we kind of stepped into that, like our boss bitch mode.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, we kind of like,
it is what
I
it
think
is.
We like, I started off very naive. This is kind of a whole other point too, that I learned is like, you can't, you have to like, to be a leader, you can be kind, you can be like gentle, you can be nice, but you can't let people walk all over you. And you know, I did, like, where I was just like, no, like, I don't want to do that. I want to be nice. I think I kind of learned, like, you got to speak up sometimes. You got to prove your point, especially as a young woman, people won't take you as seriously. So you kind of just have to stand your ground and be a little bit of a bitch sometimes.
Yeah.
I love that. But wait, I'm also your point when you said like, sometimes like, yeah, you can't like treat the people with the nut allergy. Like, it makes me think about, dude, you ever see like the videos on TikTok when the girl made like a bean soup and someone was like in the comments, like, what should I do if I don't like beans? And it's just like, don't make this soup then. Yeah. Like, don't make this recipe then. Like, I don't understand where this like, what about me-ism just like came around, and like the entitlement of people these days. But like, I'm sorry, not everything is going to be for everyone. So unfortunately, you're going to have to either skip on this or make it yourself in the way that works for you. I cried at that beat. It was literally, the girl was like making a video specifically titled three bean soup. And she's like, what do I do if I don't like beans? Like, oh, I don't know, eat the broth. Like, you can't have the soup then. Like, what kind of question is that? So that was just like a side note, but I know exactly what you're saying. You can't please everybody. And I've even had to like learn that lesson myself, not to like make this about me, but through post as a content creator, is like, I'm an opinionated person. I share advice. I share certain things. And like, that's not going to, my opinions or whatever is not always going to resonate with everybody. The products that I promote are not always going to resonate with everybody. So I've had to be okay with that fact that this isn't going to click for everybody. Not everybody is going to understand this. Not everybody is going to appreciate this. Not everybody's going to even like it at all. But I have to find my specific audience. I have to be okay with knowing like, this is not going to be for everybody. Even with like coaching, I do confidence coaching, and my pricing is not cheap. And I had to be okay with knowing like, the clients for me will pay that price. If someone says that's too much, then ultimately what they're telling me is that they just don't see the value in paying for that. And that's fine. You don't have to see my value, but I don't have to lower my price for you, you know? Right. So we're just not a fit. So I think that in itself is such a big lesson for anybody to learn. You have to be okay with knowing like, you're going to have one audience and it can't be everybody. So I love that. Right. But what about you, Mari?
Yeah, so for me, it was more like leaders eat last kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Where it was, I wanted to make sure that we had a strong leadership in the building, that my team felt safe and loved coming to work. I think, for example, Bianca has been such a great example of someone that grew into her leadership potential. Mm-hmm. It's like, this woman is from where she started to where she is right now. It just, the more leaders we build inside the team, the more potential the brand will have. So that's one of my main ones. I think another one definitely was communication, especially through the moment of growth. We all had to be on the same page. We all had to like learn better communication skills. It's like, this is happening. This is what we're changing. Because the minute that someone steps out of that, it's like, okay, it's like a rope, right? Anyone cuts the rope and where is it going? So we're a rope. And I would say communication as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love the saying leaders eat last, because that's that was like instilled in me for like years ago, like back when I started doing like coaching and whatnot. That was something that you learned pretty early on, is like you take care of everybody first. It's like everybody else eats and then you. And it's almost like a motherhood energy, like mama bear energy. Like think about like a mom feeding like their family, like the mom is the last one to sit down. So typically, yeah, like I feel like that is that energy. And I see that a lot in entrepreneurial women and in strong women. So I love that. I love that. You girls absolutely killed it. You inspire me. I love everything that you're doing. I'm so glad that you girls are having so much fun with this as well, because I know like you've been doing it for a few years, but I also feel like this has been a new beginning for you girls. So I just know that there is so much more to come. If there's any new flavors and you need a taste tester, let it be me. But if you care, blueberry and cinnamon glaze, whatever, those are my two favorites. Okay. But that is that. So girls, to wrap this up, where can everybody connect with you? Where can the girls find you? Where can they shop? Just give us all the details.
So you can find my personal, it's Bianca A. Mariah. And then for Prime Bites, everything is Alpha Prime Bites across all platforms. Shop on TikTok Shop or alphaprimebites.com.
Yes. And for my personal, it's Mari_Nina. And also, please make sure you guys are listening to our podcast, tune into our Behind the Bites podcast. You're going to learn more about us and also the brand. And for all the girls that are listening, I just want to say, make sure you remain confident in who you are. Don't let anyone dim your light. You know, continue on growing. Believe in yourself. You can do this. Don't let nobody tell you you can't. And again, stand for what you believe in.
Period.
Yes.
Yes. I love that. Mic drop. I love that. That was amazing. Thank you, girls, so much.
Thank you so much, Victoria.
Hey, I'm Charlene Joint, and you may remember me from season 18 of The Bachelor, and this is my husband, Andy.
Hello.
Together, we host Dear Shandy, a relationship podcast where we answer all your burning relationship questions and satisfy your guilty pleasure, aka Bachelor needs.
Not only do we provide the best Bachelor recaps in all the land,
so we're told,
but we even bring on your favorite couples from Bachelor Nation for live double dates.
Subscribe to Dear Shandy. We guarantee belly laughs, razor-sharp advice, and to never take ourselves too seriously.